Welcome to the Yo Show. My name is Michael Yo. Thank you so much for listening, subscribing, no matter where, whether YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or if you're listening the audio side, thank you. Subscribe, like, all that cool stuff. I'm on tour right now, the Do I Lie tour. I got six more months of it. Then I'm gonna shoot my brand new special. So we're figuring out where I'm gonna shoot that, which is very exciting. Chicago, March 14th through 16th, I'll be there in Chicago, Chicago Improv. And then every Wednesday night, I just started my residency at Kimmel's in Las Vegas. So if you're coming to Vegas, every Wednesday night, I'm at Jimmy Kimmel's. So Ashley, the producer, is here. How are you?
What's up? Doing well. How's it going?
Good, good. How's your life right now?
Oh, my life. It's been really, I feel like I just woke up from a very long nap.
Wow.
Because the weather is better now. And I feel
Yeah,
it's better here. I'm in New York. Yesterday it was like 68 degrees, which is insane for us right now. But it's been so cold, so gloomy, and I've just been hibernating. So,
you know what's crazy? It's actually warmer in New York than Las Vegas right now.
What? What
Las
is
Vegas
it there?
Is 44 degrees right now.
44?
Yeah.
That's wild. You know, I was just last weekend, I was in Arizona in Phoenix area, and it was pretty chilly at night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It gets cold. It's crazy to me. I never remember it, but I'm from Texas. I never remember it being cold in March, but here we are.
Here we are. It's weird.
So, you know, I travel a lot. I found something, like when something annoys me, look, this podcast is all about love, positivity, but sometimes things annoy me.
Hey, it's real.
And I found out what really annoys me since I travel so much. When you go to the airport, and you know, after you put your bags through the security thing?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How people will walk through security and just stand there and wait for their bags, and then it just builds up right there.
Yes.
Like, no, walk through and wait for your bag. Like, they just stand in front of the security. I'm like, oh my God, I lose my mind. It's like, your bag is going to go all the way to the end, but they want to get it right when they walk off. Everybody just wants the bag to come out and then they grab it. But it's like, great. No, then you have nine people waiting, and then nobody can walk through the little beep beep thing.
Exactly. And that happens when you get off the plane too for baggage claim. People stand so close to the belt.
Oh,
and I'm like, dude, I can't even see. I'm relatively short. I'm like, I can't even see if my bag is coming. This is not fair.
I tell you, it's people on planes are so annoying.
They are.
And let me tell you one thing, and I'm not, and this is not to the people that are medically needed, but I know there's a lot of people lying. A lot of people lying, getting on that plane early. And they walking fine, nothing wrong with them. They talking, like, cracking jokes. I'm like, I think you lying.
I'm glad you don't call them out.
I don't, because I don't know mentally. Maybe it's a mental thing. I don't know.
Right.
I want to say I never judge, but I judge on that. I do judge, because I'll look at some people and go, you walking fine, you talking fine. I wonder what your handicap is.
And even if they have a kid with them, but the kid is like 13, you're like, you didn't need any extra time.
You know, let me tell you though, what I like, Southwest. Southwest does two things. I fly Southwest a lot now. One of my neighbors works for Southwest and he convinced me to fly them a lot. And I'm actually loving it.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't love, their planes are smaller than like a lot of planes. So you feel a lot of turbulence.
Oh.
But that's another thing. but one thing I do like, Southwest has a rule. What is, if you can't swing it, basically, I forgot, there's a slogan for it.
Let me see.
Basically, if you can't pick your bag up and put it in the bin, you can't bring it.
Ooh, if you can't swing it, you can't bring it, maybe?
Yes, if you can't swing it, you can't bring it. And I love that, because I always sit on the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And women always look at me to lift their bags.
Really?
Always. As soon as an old lady comes on, and look, I know it's respectful.
Yeah.
To lift their bag, and I do, but it's kind of like, why are you packing so much if you can't even lift it?
And
is that mean? Is that mean to me?
I don't think it's mean, because you shouldn't rely on somebody else. And you're tall, so it's harder for you to stand up out of your seat. To have
Thank
them walk
you,
out
Ashley.
Of the way. To be honest, I would not want that for you. I would not.
Man, everybody, anytime somebody has trouble with a bag, they just look at me because I'm tall.
No. I don't want anyone touching my bag. And the other day, last weekend, I was carrying a water and like some food, and I had my bag, and I was like, no, Ashley, you are pushing through and you are lifting this. That's no right, man, man is going to help you.
you shouldn't pack. If you can't lift it over your head to put it in the bin, you shouldn't be able to bring it. That's Boom. My point of view.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm just saying. And look, a lot of people are going to get mad and go, what if it is? What if it that? Look, there's exceptions, of course.
Of course, of course.
But you know what you can lift. Mm-hmm. You know what you can carry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, no, I absolutely agree with you there. It's unfair. And I think you're supposed to have a certain amount of poundage for, poundage, weight. for your carry-on bag too.
Oh, I don't. Oh, yeah. Maybe so. But also the second thing I love about Southwest is they don't let those people, you know, you can sit anywhere you want on Southwest.
Oh yeah.
But if you get on first before everyone else, you can't sit in an exit row. And that makes me happy because before you could. So all these so-called hurt people were sitting in the exit row. I was like, how are you hurt and going to help us with our lives if we need to get out of this plane? That makes no sense.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. I'm glad they don't let you do that.
They don't let you do that anymore. They used to. And I used to be pissed off. Ugh. Pissed.
Southwest is a whole other ballgame, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. I love Southwest now, man. They fly. Well, Vegas is one of their hubs.
So that makes sense.
I fly direct everywhere from Vegas now, pretty much anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. Mm-hmm. The only time I fly Delta now is if I have a connect. Because it's like, you know, Southwest is just the same as price as all the other stuff. So I'm like, might as well fly Delta. All right. We got a lot of celebrity news to get into. Remember, we're posting podcasts again on the audio side. I know we fell off. We stopped posting last November, but we're back. We're going to start posting at least once every 2 weeks, maybe even more. So it's going to be the podcast and also just a daily question sometimes, a relationship question or anything we think of or that comes in through you emailing us at MichaelYoVIP@gmail.com. If you have anything you want us to answer on the show, send it. MichaelYoVIP@gmail.com. All right, what do we got first, Ashley?
Okay, this is weird. We're going to talk a little bit of pop culture right now. This is really strange to me. Miley Cyrus's mom is remarried. You know, they broke up, Billy Ray Cyrus, and they broke up a while ago. She got remarried to the dude from Prison Break. His name is Dominic Purcell.
Okay.
They look extremely happy. Like, this is great. She's, you know, new lease on life. But now reports are saying that Dominic Purcell was dating Noah Cyrus, the little sister. And that's weird.
Okay, so he's 54. She's 24.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just looked up the Prison Break guy. Okay, so that's a 30-year difference.
Yes, and they were...
Which, what do you have in common, besides sex, probably, with a 24-year-old woman if you're 54? You're just like, I'm dating somebody young.
It's so weird.
I don't know.
No, and so there's nothing in common. I mean, she, at least in her, you know, respect, like, she probably has more money than he does. I don't know. But
maybe. I mean, but is Noah really, Noah, is she a Cyrus, right?
She's a Cyrus, yeah.
So Noah Cyrus, is she successful, though? I know she's front money, but that doesn't make her successful.
She had her own. I know that I saw her open for Katy Perry at one point.
Okay.
She had her own thing going on with music, but, you know, she has to have some money coming from her family.
Oh,
I mean,
100%.
Her dad has been famous since the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like she at least has something going on to where she can handle herself monetarily. So it's definitely not about that. Yeah.
So they're dating, 30 years difference in age.
Mm-hmm.
So and then they break up?
Apparently they break up and Dominic starts dating Noah's mom. And then they end up married. And so now there have been weird signs like Noah Cyrus didn't go to their wedding, noticeably absent from their wedding.
Absolutely.
Obviously. She was wearing like a Billy Ray Cyrus t-shirt recently. Whereas on the other side, Miley Cyrus didn't even thank her dad when she won a Grammy. So it seems like there's some head to head with the parents going
on.
Man,
we see this so many times. When there's famous parents and their kids are famous, there's always fallout.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to keep a normal life when everything is under a microscope. Now, Tish is 57?
56, yeah.
56, hottie. I mean, yeah. She's a hottie. We get yeah. it. But my wife, me and my wife were talking about this the other day. And we said, anytime a mom would ever go to their daughter and say, and maybe she didn't ask, but go, can I date your ex? That's a problem.
That's weird. And
that's like the ultimate girl. I'm not a girl, but I would imagine that's the ultimate girl code,
yes,
right? Yes,
absolutely. Because I would say if it was the other way, there would be bro code too in that. Like you at least, or I guess bro code's different. You don't even ask, do you?
No, bro. Look, I think guys are more honest than women in that department of telling the other guy. Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure there's bad there's bad apples on both sides, but I know guys will, they'll ask, but a lot of times I don't even think it gets to asking. Like we don't, it's just like, no, you know, my wife is, this is how much bro code I have.
Oh boy.
Is my wife was a beauty pageant girl, right? She was in all these pageants. All her friends are like Miss USA's, Miss Universe's, everything.
Wow.
And my wife will be like, did you see what such and such wear? And we'll be out. I go, no. I don't even look. I've trained myself not to, because like my wife used to try to get me to watch pageants with her and judge other women. I'm like, yeah. How am I going to win? And
that's
you
tough.
Want me to sit there and tell you what women I think look good? And who's going to? No. No, I'm not falling for that.
That's tough. Maybe she wasn't testing you, but maybe she was like, I want to do that. You're my best friend. I want to do this thing that I love doing.
She loves Pat. And she would not think anything about it, right?
Yeah.
I always would pick the first girl that walks out, usually Alaska or something. Ooh. I go, she's a winner. And then I would leave.
You gotta, not Alabama.
Alabama, whatever. Whoever's A. I don't care if it's Miss Universe. I'm sure there's another country out
that's
there.
That's true.
But whoever it was, I'm like, that's the winner. And I would leave. Ooh. She used to try to make me, she would have these girls' nights and they would watch pageants. You're talking about Miss Universes, Miss USA, everything. I mean, basically 20 of the most supposedly beautiful women in the world, right?
Right.
In your living room. And she's like, hang out with us, judge other women at the pet. I'm like, no, no.
Oh, even though you're getting a pass to do it, you won't do it?
Okay. No, I'm not stupid. That's why I actually, I'm not stupid.
Fair enough. Mm. I think it's probably different with guys than it is with girls. And I, you know, because I date women. And so, for us, I think we love talking about how beautiful other women are.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. But it's got to be different.
But,
yeah.
But wouldn't that make it more weird? Like, because then that other person's like, oh, well, if you think she's beautiful, go after her.
Sometimes that does happen. But for the most part, it seems like, at least here in New York, the queer community is very not jealous. It's so weird.
Now, yeah. Not jealous, being jealous. I mean, there's more, I know there's relationships, but there's more freedom too.
More to open relationships.
Date around, right?
Yep.
Poly. Be in a relationship, but also just date around still.
Yeah, exactly. As long as there's communication up front about it, it's kind of fair game.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen in our marriage.
It's definitely
different.
I do not
want anybody touching my wife.
Oh.
That's right. You touch my wife, you're going to die.
Oh, no.
I'm letting you know.
Got so serious.
Oh yeah, I'll play those games.
No, but
no, but yeah. Sir, Bob.
No, I definitely think there's a lot of fallout when it does come to, you know, going back to the Cyruses. It that stuff does happen. And look, I think when it comes down to it, I think it's weird. Miley Cyrus apparently went to her mom and said, look, it's weird that you're dating the ex of my little sister. That's strange. And that just came out today, apparently, that Miley approached her mom and said, that's weird, man.
But Miley still went to the wedding, right?
Yeah, apparently Miley still went to the wedding, but she only just found out. She didn't know. So that also kind of...
See, that, I mean, she just found out. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. You don't think Noah, unless they just don't talk at all.
I think they don't talk because, you know, Miley kind of went the way of Tish. And it's almost like they separated. It seems like Noah is more so on Billy Ray's side.
Okay, and, I got to be honest with you. When I first heard this story, I thought it was really weird.
Yeah.
Then I heard about the ages. I still think it's weird, but it's like, okay, at least this dude's with somebody around his own age. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes. I'm glad it went that way. It would have been weirder if it was the other way around.
And it would have been weird if the guy was like 26 or 27 and then is married to Tish.
That would be weird, yes. So I think I think it went the way of the non-weird, but it's still a little weird, strange. Yeah.
It's still, weird. Still weird. It just shows you that family has problems.
Oh, yeah. I would love to be a fly on the wall.
I would. I don't want to even
hear
all that drama.
No. Oh, it's so fascinating to me.
I'm trying to live that namaste life. I do not want to be in that drama.
Stay out. All right,
what's our next story? We got Wendy Williams documentary Shocks. Yeah. All right. I have just to put it out there, I haven't seen it. I worked with Wendy for 7 years. Mm. I saw everybody posting their tributes to her. I didn't do that yet because before I even put something out, I like to know all the information. I want to watch the documentary. I want to know more information because people were posting tributes to her like she died. You know?
Kind of like
I was like, okay, I love Wendy Williams. She put me on the map in New York. Let me tell you something. New York, when I perform in New York, I get so much love and it's all because of Wendy Williams.
Wow.
I love that woman, everything she's done for me. And I haven't seen the documentary because I didn't want to see it when it first came out. Because from what I understand, she's not the woman she was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take me time to watch it, you know? And because the woman I knew was so vibrant, fun, like just loved me on the show, just showed me lots of love. You know, I had my family on set when they were in town. So, yeah, but tell me about the documentary.
So the documentary is basically following Wendy around. It's showing that she's having some issues with alcohol, and that's what people are saying that her dementia is coming from, and her aphasia, which is essentially forgetting words, everyday words.
That's kind of like what Bruce Willis has, right?
Exactly. Okay. Which a lot of people did similarly, and they posted about Bruce Willis when they found out. It's kind of sad because you know you have to start the grieving process early a little bit. While they're alive.
Yeah. It's kind of like give her her flowers now because she's not going to remember later type of thing.
Exactly.
Am I saying that correctly?
I think so. From my experience with family members and such, I agree with that. And she does I haven't watched the full documentary, but I've watched a lot of clips about it and, you know, from it. And, you know, there are moments where, you know, she is there. She is being a diva toward her assistant. She's connecting with Black China, who apparently she really mentored Black China. You're seeing moments of Wendy being this good person that you're speaking of that put you on the map and that, you know, kind of was able to be there for people. But apparently after her divorce, it's when her alcoholism kind of worsened and it seems like everything is kind of going downhill for her brain. And
I mean, it's if people don't know the history of Wendy Williams, huge shock radio jock, kind of like the female version for the Black community of Howard Stern.
Got
in some big beef with a lot of different people, Whitney Houston being one of those. I mean, you can Google that radio interview. It's insane. Her television show went on and it failed miserably its first 3 years. The only thing that saved it, TV was different at that time, but her numbers were huge in New York, which is a major market, the number one market. That's the only reason it stayed on the air. Today, that show, they wouldn't give it 3 years. But she was lucky in the time. She had numbers in New York, massive numbers in New York. People loved it, and they stuck with it, and it blew up. And this lady was getting maybe $12 million a year, I'm guessing. But between $8 and $12 million a year. And I was there when her husband was there all the time. And then I was there after. To me, she looked a lot happier after. Definitely the staff was a lot happier after, you know, so that was a great thing. But you never know. Once I leave the show, I'm not in those closed doors. I don't know how she is. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah.
I know when we would talk, she was always eating an apple with peanut butter.
That was her breakfast.
You know, she was always telling me, just an apple and peanut butter, that's all you need, yo. You know, so
I love that.
But that's the thing, is like I know she was fighting demons.
Oh,
I would hear about it. Mm-hmm. You know, because when you're on the show so much, people talk. You're in the green room, you know, getting ready. You hear all the stories. I know everybody has deep. Let's be honest. I don't care if you perfectly healthy, fit in the mind. You got a demon.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, everybody got skeletons in the closet. Some people have graveyards. You open that closet, bats fly out.
Oh, yeah.
Zombies come out. I mean, it's just a different level, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But Wendy Williams, man, let me tell you, she's a trailblazer. She's amazing. I don't know if she can pull through this, but I'm rooting for her. Mm-hmm. Like I said, nothing but love for Wendy Williams. She changed my life. I will tell you that. And I just love her. I love you, Wendy. And I hope you can pull through as good as possible on this. And man, we miss you on television. I was talking to a friend how much I miss Wendy on television.
Oh,
it was
really?
Just different.
You know, she was different. Her clips, she would really, I love watching moments where she was just real. And like, there's one thing when Britney Spears, when everybody found out about the conservatorship, for example, and there's a moment where she says,
"How dare you, Mr. Spears? You had me fooled. And you too, Mrs. Spears. Death to all of them."
Oh, Jesus. Britney Spears' family, terrible. Hate that they did this. Death to them all. And it's like...
And then when you read her book, you're like, oh, Wendy was right.
Exactly.
Like if you go by what Britney says in her book, her family are horrible parents and people that just used her. She's like on this mental thing where she can't make any decisions, but they have her traveling around the world performing. Mm-hmm. She's well enough to perform,
and right.
but she's not well enough to take care of herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, like, if you haven't read the Britney Spears book, read it. It is absolutely incredible. And it will give you a point of reference where now when you see stories, even when I hear, did you read the book, Ashley?
I didn't read it yet, no.
Man, when I hear Cry Me a River Now,
What
Goes Around, and you read the book, you go, oh my God. They were like that. Like she said, Justin was the one that cheated and did things bad. You know, but you know, like it's typical guys, because we do it when we want to get out of something, we put it on them. You know, they could be doing something nice, be like, "Hey, I'm gonna cook dinner tonight." You always want to cook dinner. You don't want to ever go out. Like, we will twist and turn anything to make it bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bad.
I wanted to go out and you want to cook?
We'll
find the dumbest thing.
Exactly.
And turn it around. But
and Justin
let's
Timberlake
to the
was
next
so
story.
Young.
What is this? Kristen Cavallari.
Now, we were talking about age gaps before. I want to know your thoughts on this, because Kristen Cavallari, she posted, and where is she from again? She's from, Laguna, show?
Wasn't she in Laguna Beach or the Hills or something like that?
Yes, both of those. Laguna Beach, the Hills. Yeah. All of that was like a little bit before my time, but she essentially just posted a photo of her and this guy. This guy is very attractive, right?
Yeah, of course.
And she just says, "He makes me happy." Tags him and all. Everybody is like, wait a second. This dude is 24 years old.
Yeah.
You are 37 years old.
Good for her. Good for her.
Really?
You know, Kristen Cavallari.
Really? Hey. I disagree.
What? Come on now. No.
I do.
Look, I have history with Kristen Cavallari. Like, we knew each other during the, I think right after the Hills. We're actually going to do a TV show. I was going to produce a TV show for her.
Oh.
I forgot what the TV show was, but we met with MTV. It didn't work out, but she's super nice. Of course, gorgeous, but I mean, she's 37, single. I mean, her body, I mean, she's definitely in shape.
Yeah.
When I knew her, we did hot yoga together a couple of times.
No way.
So I know she loves hot yoga. Well, at least back then. I mean, you're talking about 15 years ago?
Yeah, 15 years ago when her guy was 9 years old.
So what? What's the age you got? 13 years?
Yeah, it's 13 years.
She's 24, she's 37. And let me tell you, you think she's going to marry this dude? Do you honestly think she's going to marry this dude?
That's what I'm
question,
wondering.
Ashley.
No. Okay. I don't think so.
So she's just there to have a good time. So is he. He's 24.
Yeah.
He's 37. She's just getting that D. That's all she cares about. She just wants that D.
But if that's true, why post him? I would not post somebody that I was just sleeping with.
Why not? I'm 37. Look, you know, normally guys are posting their trophies. She's posting her Good for you. You do it, girl. You post that trophy, that 24-year-old trophy, girl. I got your back, Christy Kyle Larry.
Oh, my God.
I love her. I love that she's doing that. Because normally dudes do that.
That's true.
My wife is the same. What are they, 13 years apart?
Yeah, 13.
My wife is 12 years apart from me.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, but how old were you?
No problem with you go, girl.
There's such a different, but you're right. Honestly, if she's not going to marry him.
My wife was like 28, 29.
That's exactly.
And I was older. I was like, so we were perfect. It gets more acceptable the more years that go by.
I agree. I think once you're done with your early 20s, then you can start talking about it because but early 20s, it's like, yeah, if she's just getting, whatever she needs.
She's just getting the date, girl. That's all she cares about.
Fair enough.
Fun. You go. Have fun, girl. Show off your little trophy 24-year-old boy. This is probably a big moment in his life.
Oh, my God.
He's like, oh, my God. I'm hooking up with the girl from Laguna Beach in the hills. This is bigger for him than her. Trust me. It's bigger for him than her.
It's so interesting to me, though, because how could he even know? Like, what? Remember, I just said that it was before my time. How could he even know what Laguna Beach in the hills were?
Have you not heard of Google?
Yes, but
there's no Google in this earth.
There's Google, but like he probably Googled her and was like, oh, she was on an MTV show.
A girl. And you Googled her to find out about her?
Yeah, of course.
And her past shows up?
Yeah, okay.
Why wouldn't he do that?
So he does that, right? And I did that once so I was a big Disney Channel fan, right? Yeah. And there was this girl that I met in a bar. I ended up Googling her because she told me she was a former child star. I Google her and she was like a guest star on some random little Disney Channel shows. I'm not going after her for that. I don't care because I don't know.
What I'm saying is, this is bigger. Trust me when I say, Kristen is a beautiful, she can have dudes her own age, very successful men, I'm sure. She's just having fun, man. And that's what I don't like is when women have fun, like men have fun, they get criticized for it. I'm not here for that. I'm here for both. Men, you do it, female, and I'm glad she's stepping up and saying, I got this little 24-year-old boy, I'm working out.
So she has three children. I wonder how old the children are
because she does have three kids.
So do you think the kids are going to meet him?
No. The only way the kids are going to meet that dude if they got Instagram and saw the picture. That's it.
That's fair. Oh, I think it's so her kids are what? They're like 10. Oh, that would be so weird.
No, it's not weird, girl. It's not. She's 37. She's a grown woman. She's making moves. You all go, right. Kristen. I'm all for it, man. I love
it. Good for her.
I love it. I love it. It makes me so happy that finally, there's a couple women that came out and did that. And I don't hate on it. A lot of people hate on it. I like it.
Really? Why do we like that? Why do we like the age gap? I guess if you're just having fun. But for me, I'm like, what could this person give me? I learned so much in between that.
He ain't giving you nothing. You like women.
He
giving her something she wants.
Stay
Trust
away from me.
Me.
Oh,
Trust
God.
Me.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
She's dated a couple of guys I know. You know, she likes to hook up, I guess. I don't know. You know, good for her. As long as she's safe. You know,
that's
and
true.
Taking care of her kids, that's all that matters.
That's true.
Don't
oh
hate.
My God.
Don't hate.
No hatred for me. If you're having fun,
yeah,
I love
that. A little haterade going on. You're drinking a little haterade over there.
I am. It's right here. Haterade.
All right. We're going to skip the Miami thing because I lived in Miami. Basically, I'm going to sum up the Miami story really quick. They're trying to keep people from going there during spring break. I've been there. I lived in Miami for 12 years. Locals do not go to Miami during spring break. It's amateur hour. And guests, here's the problem. Here's what it does to the community. A lot of people, and not from America, I'm talking about like Miami, especially South Beach, a lot of business comes from Europe and other countries.
Ah.
These people plan to go down there. And then it's like this amateur, it's just disgusting what happens to South Beach in spring break. And they actually lose money because the people that don't have, the high rollers aren't going there for spring break anymore. When I first moved to Miami, it wasn't like that. I mean, it was high rollers. It was classy. Now it's just trash. It's trashy, South Beach during spring break. People don't go down there. Locals, we definitely don't. I used to live in South Beach. We would leave.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense to me.
You're talking about gunfire. You're talking about just idiot hard. It's terrible. It's terrible. And I remember a couple. I saw a couple check into their hotel. They thought it was going to be nice, and they left right away.
No way.
And this was like 5-6 years ago. It's bad. You know, so don't go to South Beach during spring break. They're trying to clean it up. Next time we'll talk about Willy Wonka. Let's end with the Willy Wonka experience.
Let's do Willy Wonka.
My son loves Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
The movie is fantastic. It's not like the one I grew up with when kids were drowning in chocolate. And it's such a horrible kid experience to watch kids die in chocolate when we were growing up. Thank goodness they changed that. So now it's a great movie. Timothy Chalamet, I think his name
is. Yes. So you saw it?
He did a great job. I love the movie. I think it's fun. We listen to the soundtrack every day going to school, dropping my kids off.
Oh, no way. Cute.
And it's chocolate. And it's chocolate. Na 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 chocolate.
No way.
It's time for chocolate. Come and non-resist. You've never had chocolate like this. We've never had chocolate like this. See, I like it.
Michael, you got to get into some musicals is what I'm hearing.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. If The Rock can sing, I can sing. Let's go. Fair I want to be in Moana 2.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
All right. What about this Willy Wonka experience?
Okay. So Glasgow, that's Scotland, right? So basically there was the Willy's chocolate experience. It said that there was going to be this enchanting, immersive experience, event that was inspired by Willy Wonka. But if you see online, people have posted videos of it and it was terrible.
It looked like a bunch of crackheads working there.
It looked awful. I would rather go to a county fair. Yeah.
It looked like Skid Row. That's it. Let's do Willy Wonka.
It was so bad. And then there was there's this one particular picture of this woman. She's an actress. She's dressed as an Oompa Loompa. And she's just looking so defeated. She's just like, why am I here? And apparently she was like supposed to be passing out jelly beans. And she could only give out 3 jelly beans per kid because they didn't even have enough candy at a Willy Wonka experience. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think your kids would have liked it?
No. No. I would never let my kids go to something like that. Unless it's like we're very, very look, I'm very boring as a parent. Unless other parents told me it's good. I know someone there. I don't just send my kids into random stuff.
That's true. I feel like you would be really good at, because we talked about this during Halloween, how you wanted to decorate your whole house. My wife is a hater.
Fun hater.
Really?
We talked about it the other day. I was like, let me do it. She's like, no. Because her thing is, who's going to trick or treat? You need to be with the kids when we trick or treat. You don't need to be at home.
Mm.
I'm like, well, let's throw a big party at our house. You're like, no. She doesn't understand. She's a fun hater, man.
So sad.
Yeah, Claire Bear is a fun hater.
Oh, Claire Bear.
And then I was like, well, let me do it for Christmas. She was like, no.
What's her reasoning?
She just thinks it's a waste of money.
Oh, I guess if you're just it doing it for money, fun, but it's
my fun. You're taking away my fun, lady.
I love how you call each other Bunny and you call her Claire Bear and you're like, she's no fun.
She's no fun, that Claire Bear. No, she's fun. Everything else. She will not let me do the Halloween I want to do or the Christmas. I'll take one or the other. She said no.
Petition. Got to do a petition.
I know. But one day I'll get it. One day.
Just don't hire these people.
A lot of kids on our block don't trick or treat. They always go to other neighborhoods.
That's
what you do on this. No kids. I go with the ones that do show up. Ooh, they're going to be so excited.
They'll remember it for the rest of their little lives.
The rest of their lives. That's how big it would be.
I believe it. Because people with minds like ours, like we can really put together
I want to do a haunted house. Like they got to walk through a haunted house to get the candy.
Yes. Oh my God.
It's like a Mickey Mouse haunted house. It's fun. It's not scary at all.
It's not
it's
like
Goofy the... go, you know, like
headless Goofy.
No, I don't want to scare kids.
No.
Last thing I want to do is have kids run out that thing crying. That would be horrible. Can you imagine you decapitate Mickey and now? But we're done with this podcast. Let's tell people how they can follow you, Ashley.
At Ashley the Producer on Instagram. Dodgeball pictures are about to be posted.
Oh, you're about to start dodgeball again?
Oh, I just did dodgeball. The last tournament is this Wednesday. So we're going to have pictures up. I got to see how bad I look in the pictures, but I love dodgeball.
Have you gotten any better?
Oh, yeah. I have. I have gotten better. I really have. I think I should win. I can't win MVP, but I should win most improved.
All right.
I'm good.
Anybody that says, I'm good. I don't know if you're good. All right. Follow me at Michael Yo everywhere. Subscribe, like, do all that stuff. Leave comments. Help this go viral. Whatever. Do what you do. See me on tour. Do I Lie Tour. MichaelYo.com/tour. All the dates will be down there in the description. Thank you so much for hanging. Later.
Bye.